The International Bar Association and other groups are alarmed over what they say is a breakdown in Zimbabwe's rule of law. Senior judges have been forced from the bench. Some, like the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, left after death threats from militant supporters of President Robert Mugabe. The judiciary appears to be one of the victims of Mugabe's campaign to hold on to power. From Harare, NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
Zimbabwe's judiciary was long viewed as one of the best and most independent in southern Africa. Early in his 20 years as president, Robert Mugabe appointed judges trained in Europe and the U.S. who aggressively applied the country's Bill of Rights, undeterred by the actions of the executive or the legislature. But beginning 2 years ago, the judiciary began to run afoul of the Mugabe government. The tensions burst into the open when the Supreme Court declared unconstitutional the government's program of seizing white-owned farmland without compensation. Soon after that ruling, a gang of Mugabe supporters burst into the chambers of Chief Justice Anthony Goube, shouting, "Kill him! Kill him!" A few weeks later, Goube agreed to early retirement. Five other senior judges have either resigned or taken early retirement over the past year. Many other judges and lawyers have also come under pressure from the government and its supporters. Washington Sansoli, a retired appellate judge, bemoans the loss of the judiciary's once proud reputation.
The law of the jungle prevails, but who wants to live in a jungle?
President Mugabe replaced the retiring judges with others known for their strong support of the ruling ZANU-PF party. One of the first actions of the newly constituted Supreme Court was to strike down the ruling that held the government's land seizure program was unconstitutional. David Coulthard is an opposition member of parliament and the shadow justice minister.
I think that government realizes that they now control the judiciary. We now have a partisan chief justice. We have a fairly partisan judge president. That is the judge in charge of the second tier of courts.
Sternford Moyo, who heads the Zimbabwe Law Society, agrees with that assessment. He also points to the government's failure to crack down on violence by its own supporters, saying it's created a climate of lawlessness in the country.
As long as human rights are not being observed, whether in legislation or in executive acts, the rule of law is not being observed. As long as judicial decisions are not being implemented and the steps are in fact being taken to suspend their operation, the rule of law is not being observed.
Information Minister Jonathan Moyo responds to such complaints with accusations that those who make them are acting on behalf of white racists bent on undermining Mugabe's government, an accusation he also levels at the judges who've left the courts.
They are either sinister, malicious, racist if they are whites, Uncle Toms if they are black. Quite patent, so. They were using the bench in ways which I can assure you, in ways that sought to undermine this republic.
Analysts here say that by replacing key judges, the Mugabe government ensured there would be no serious opposition to its campaign to seize white-owned farms. But they say there was also another motive. They believe Mugabe sought to bring the courts into line in case there are challenges to his bid for re-election in polls scheduled for early March. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Harare.